What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to The Curlcast with Jenna Marie. I'm Jenna Marie, and it is my pleasure to welcome everyone who's listening to this. Whoever you are, wherever you are, thank you so much for listening. Before I go any further with episode 2, I want to say a massive thank you to everyone who listened to episode 1. That truly blew me away. I am by no means a professional podcaster. I don't really know what I'm doing half the time. I'm kind of making it up as I go along. But you guys' feedback was awesome, and I love it, and I covet, and I need it. And thank you to those of you who shared it, who tagged a friend in the comments. That was amazing, and it really blew me away. So thank you guys for doing that. And I want to ask all of you who are listening now to do me a favor. At some point during this episode, would you write me a review? If you're listening on iTunes, podcasts, you can write it right down below. You can rate it out of 5 stars. I would love for you to do that. That helps me grow, helps me know how much better I can do, what things I can work on. And your feedback is really welcomed here. I don't want this to just be a podcast where I talk to myself, which I kind of feel like I'm doing sometimes, but I really want it to be a conversation. And so you being a part of it is a huge factor in that. So welcome again. This is episode 2, and I kind of wanted to share just my heart behind this podcast. What is the Curlcast? Why am I doing the Curlcast? And I think many of you are probably wondering that. And to be honest, I'm still developing it. I'm still figuring out what it's going to be, where it's going to go. But I wanted to start. I just wanted to start somewhere. And doing this podcast is kind of me taking some of the first steps towards chasing a couple of goals that I have. And it's making progress towards some of the dreams and things God has given me and passions that God has given me in my heart. And so I wanted to invite everyone into the journey with me. And I think it's so much more fun when you're in a process and on a journey somewhere and working towards something, and there's other people doing it and going along with you. So this is my way of doing that. You know, as I was kind of getting started with this, last week I was sitting down with my cup of tea, and I did the whole first episode in under a half an hour. I downloaded an app and just started, and I was like, you know what, why the heck not? I'm just going to do it. I'm going for it. I'm going to do this podcast. I'm going to record it. I'm going to post it, and we're just going to start. And after I had recorded it, I had those moments of probably what I now realize was sheer terror, where I'm thinking, can I share this? Is this even, like, is this good? Like, are people even going to listen to this? And I got really intimidated by posting it and sharing my thoughts, sharing my voice. And I started looking around at everybody else. And, you know, it really got me thinking, like, how often do we really talk ourselves out of our dreams or our passions or things that we're interested in or good at because we're looking around at everybody else, and everyone else, especially when someone else is doing it really well. So for me, I see all these people on Instagram and on YouTube with amazing hair and all of the curly natural hair care tips and so many views, and they're doing all these amazing things. And then I get intimidated and I talk myself out of there being a place for me in that world, or to be a part of it, or you know, maybe my thoughts on products, or that I could have a voice in that conversation. And so this brought back to memories a conversation that I had with a friend of mine, and we were talking about her music, and she was saying that she was really intimidated and kind of scared to put it out there when there's so many other people in the market, so many other people in the business who are so good at it, and was there really even a place for her voice or for her talent or her music? We were having this conversation, and I was like, you know what? No. And I said, Drake didn't not become a rapper or not be a rapper because Jay-Z existed, and Rihanna didn't not launch Fenty Beauty because MAC Cosmetics exists. And so I was like, you know what? There is a lane for you, and you should move forward on your goals no matter what. And ever since we had that conversation, my friend and I have remembered that. And even though I was talking to her, I think I probably was really talking to myself, that there is a lane for me and there is a place for your voice. And if you're passionate about something, don't be scared or overwhelmed. If there are other people doing what you're interested in, there is a space and a place for you. You just have to figure it out and start. Just start somewhere. For me, I'm starting with this podcast, and I don't have fancy equipment. I don't have an audio engineer or a program or software. I'm just figuring it out. I'm figuring it out, and I'm doing it, and I just decided to start. So going back to why I'm actually doing episode 2 and what I really wanted to share, which was what can you expect? And what you can expect in the Curlcast is a little bit of everything that relates to natural hair care, curly hair, curly hair products, natural hair care, just the conversations and the culture surrounding it, and more specifically, my experiences as a girl with natural hair, my journey to embracing the hair on my head and what it has been like and how it truly became more of a process of really accepting myself and my identity. And beyond that, I want to talk about natural hair care in the workplace and in corporate situations and what hair care and what natural hair has been in culture and in music, all the things. So I'm really excited for that conversation to be a big part of this podcast and what I so deeply love. So that's what you can expect. It's a little bit of everything, a lot of my heart, a lot of stories, hopefully a lot of laughs. I'm going to do some interviews, bring on some awesome guests, and really just open up the conversation about what natural hair care is, what it has become, and where it's headed. That's what you can expect on the Curlcast, and it has been an amazing journey so far. I'm 1 week in, and I'm excited for all that is to come. Thank you for listening, and don't forget you can find me on social media at Jenna Marie Foley and at jennamariefoley.com. Thanks so much again. Don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe, and tune in next time. Oh,